We're going to move to Ohio, where people are mourning the death of Democratic Congresswoman Stephanie Tubbs Jones. She was the first black woman to represent Ohio in Congress, and she died yesterday at the age of 58. Here she is speaking to families of fallen Marines back in August of 2005.
Close your eyes and listen to your sons, fathers, husbands, uncles, brothers, and friends. They're talking to you. They are saying, please celebrate my life.
Many are celebrating her life today. She was a powerful force, a strong critic of the Iraq War, and served on the Powerful Ways and Means Committee. She was also a strong supporter of Hillary Clinton during the primary campaigns. Dan Moulthrop joins us now from WCPN Public Radio in Cleveland, Ohio. Good morning, Dan. And I knew Congresswoman Tubbs Jones, and she sure was a force of nature.
She indeed was. Good morning, Adora, and good morning, Catherine. It's been a sad, almost more than 24 hours now. It was 9 o'clock on Tuesday night when she suffered an aneurysm and went off the road. She then spent all day yesterday, the entire day, in Huron Hospital with doctors fighting for her life. And in the end, it was very difficult. You know, she wasn't just... I mean, you named all of these firsts, Adora, that she was, and she also, I mean, she was also the first African-American female to chair the House Ethics Committee after the Democrats took over Congress in 2006, and she really was just, as you say, a force of nature. It's a devastating loss for Northeast Ohio.
And describe what she's meant to that community for so many years, even prior to becoming a congresswoman.
Well, you know, people in Cleveland and in greater Cleveland, I mean, to everybody, she was simply Stephanie. Everybody knew her, and it wasn't Congresswoman this or Congresswoman that. It was Stephanie, and she had inherited really the legacy of Carl Stokes and Lewis Stokes. Carl Stokes was the first African American to be elected mayor of a major American city in 1967. She had worked on his campaign. And then his brother Lewis Stokes became Ohio's first black congressional representative. And it was Lewis Stokes who basically anointed her as his successor in the 11th District. And so she really inherited that mantle. And, you know, coming off of last week, I know on The Takeaway you covered the passing of Fannie Lewis, Councilwoman Fannie Lewis in the city of Cleveland.
We did.
Another really important African-American female leader for not just Cleveland, but the whole region. And this is a big loss, and they were cut from, if not from the same cloth, from very similar cloths.
What kinds of events are planned? She is survived by her son, her husband having died a few years ago, but she certainly must have other family members who are there where she spent her entire life.
Well, she's deeply connected to the community. I mean, she went to Collinwood High School and graduated from Case Western Reserve University here in Cleveland. She has family members who are in different levels of government in different suburbs and different municipalities around the region. She may have been the most important political figure in many ways in Cuyahoga County. We will be remembering her for quite some time here, and I'm sure there's going to be no shortage of memorial services and ways to remember her as well.
You know, given how key Ohio is in this presidential election, and given the interest in her own political opinions, her support for Hillary Clinton, and then turning to support Senator Barack Obama, you can't help it. Man, she's going to miss an election she really cared about.
Oh, I know. She was going to serve as a superdelegate at the Democratic National Convention in Denver this week, and she had played, I mean, she was really on the national stage during the primaries, because at just about every one of those celebratory moments in the Clinton campaign, she was standing right next to Hillary Clinton, up there clapping along with her and, you know, singing along to Sister Sledge or whatever the theme song of the moment was. She was right there at Hillary Clinton's side, and in 2004 she co-chaired the Democratic National Committee's platform committee, and so I mean she has really been a big player here, and this was a moment where she was no doubt expected to soak up at least a little bit of the spotlight. She had this sort of way of just jumping right into the center of the spotlight, but that will be missed.
Oh yeah, you didn't miss her. You didn't miss Stephanie.
No, she was always, if she wasn't wearing red, it was probably purple.
Right, or that beautiful jewelry. She also loved jewelry. Dan Malthrop, thank you so much.
Adora Catherine, thank you.
Dan Malthrop is the host of The Sound of Ideas on WCPN Public Radio in Cleveland.